this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's Black History Month, and the Toronto Black Film Festival is on now through Monday, the 21st of February, celebrating its 10th anniversary. It's showing, listen closely, it's showing 200 movies. That's 200 films, including features, shorts, documentaries, and more from Canada and around the world. It features the Canadian premiere of Kristen Verlinden's Alice, starring Common and Kiki Palmer. There are also panel discussions. And if you're an emerging Black filmmaker, be sure to check out the Fabienne Collat Foundation's Being Black in Canada program with films geared specifically to cities like Montreal and Halifax and elsewhere in Canada. There's also a special tribute to the late Sidney Poitier. This is all going on at the Toronto Black Film Festival, TBFF for short, all happening through Monday. This week, I'm looking at two new movies, one from the U.S., the other from Spain. There's a war vet delivering a dog and a fashion photographer delivering her baby. Dog, directed by Reed Carolyn and Channing Tatum. Jackson Briggs, played by Channing Tatum, is a vet with a dog. Nothing so unusual about that, except he's a veteran, not a veterinarian. And the dog isn't his. And he's driving it down the West Coast to attend a funeral. The dog's invited, not Briggs. Huh? You see, Briggs wants to reenlist. He's an Army Ranger, but he spent the last 3 years in a fog of alcohol and drugs, and he's finally all dried out now and ready to ship off again. But his captain isn't so sure, so they make a deal. Briggs drives Lulu, a decommissioned Army dog, to the funeral of a member of their company who recently died. Lulu was an important part of his life, so it's only fitting she should attend the funeral. In exchange, the captain agrees to look again at Briggs re-enlisting. Lulu, despite her name, is no French poodle. She's a Belgian Malinois. She looks like a German Shepherd, but smaller, with a charcoal face and long, pointy ears that stick straight up. They are specially bred for security forces and Army divisions and trained to defend, attack, and track. And Lulu has PTSD. She goes crazy if you touch her ears or if she hears loud noises like guns or bombs or even thunder. These are fiercely loyal dogs, but they have to trust their owners, and Lulu and Briggs don't like each other. So in the beginning of the trip, she's muzzled and stuffed into a tiny kettle on the back seat. Soon enough, though, she's completely destroyed her plastic prison and is chewing up the car seats. Can Briggs get Lulu to the funeral in time, or will the two of them tear each other apart first? Dog is a nice road movie about a man and his dog and the people they encounter on their journey. People like two beautiful women who practice tantric sex, a dangerous hippie who runs a grow-up, a dog trainer, a psychic, and Briggs' long-lost young daughter. They wind up in a luxury hotel, in abandoned barns, in jail for a night, and hitchhiking in the desert. And all along the way, we have Briggs' non-stop monologue as he talks to Lulu. Luckily, the dog and the actor are interesting and appealing enough to keep your attention, with the point of view actually shifting back and forth between Briggs and Lulu. Dog is a low-key comedy drama, but with enough surprises, laughs, and even a few sad parts to make it a worthwhile watch. I like this one. Parallel Mothers, directed by Pedro Almodovar. Janice, played by Penelope Cruz, is a high-profile photographer in her late 30s. She's in a Madrid hospital about to give birth for the first time. There she meets a teenage girl, also single and pregnant, named Anna, played by Milena Schmidt. She comes from a rich family. Her dad's a businessman, her mom's an actress, but they're divorced, and Anna's less enthusiastic about bringing a new child and raising a kid. Janice, on the other hand, can't wait. Her baby is a result of a fling with a man she photographed once named Arturo, played by Israel Elejaida. He's a forensic anthropologist who works with an organization that disinters, identifies, and reburies many of the lost victims of Spain's fascist dictator, Francisco Franco. More than 100,000 people are still missing, many killed by Franco in the Spanish Civil War and afterwards. This includes Janice's own great-grandfather and many others from her ancestral village. Arturo says he'll look into doing it, but he can't promise her anything. But back to the two mothers. They both give birth in hospital on the same day, and after a few years, one of their babies dies, and the two bond together to raise the surviving child. But both mothers hold deep, dark secrets they have yet to reveal. No spoilers here. Can Janice and Anna make it as a couple? What about the child? And then there's Arturo and her village. What will happen to Janice's life? Parallel Mothers is a wonderful, tender, surprising, and quite moving drama set in Madrid. Like all of Almodovar's recent movies, it has an amazing story told in an eye-pleasing manner from the opening line to the closing credits, just perfectly done. They all share a recognizable style and image, as well as his troupe of actors, including the great Rosie De Palma. But Parallel Mothers is also a unique standalone film. So if you're already a fan of Almodovar, you will love this one, I guarantee it. And if you've never seen his films before, this is a good place to start. Dog opens theatrically in Toronto this weekend. Check your local listings. Parallel Mothers is now playing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.